we have evolved as conscious beings that are very aware. And your consciousness comes from the food you've eaten. So when you eat a sattvic diet, your consciousness and awareness is really high.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dimple Jangra. I'm your podcast host and I welcome you to A Gut Story. This is a podcast, a platform where we're going to discuss healthy everything. A healthy body, healthy mind, healthy emotion, healthy energetics, and a healthy spiritual journey. We're going to also discuss stories of courage, grit, confidence, discipline, and patience that helped several people overcome tragic events in their life and physical trauma. And we're also going to learn from several natural sciences like Ayurveda, naturopathy, homeopathy, yoga, on how to reset our body back to good health and bring ourselves back closer to nature. Welcome to A Gut Story with yours truly, Dr. Dimple.
It's because of excess workouts, we've gone extremes with everything. Be it with the gym life or extreme workouts, then we're going extreme with our diet. And now we've triggered risk of colon cancer and liver health issues because of this excess protein in our diet.
When food grows in farms and it experiences months and months of the movement of the planets, the sunshine, the water, the air, the akasha panchamahabhuta. And that food translates into intelligence and wisdom into you. It translates into knowledge and information. So food is information. Jaisa ann vaisa man. Aur vaisa hi tan. Janwar jaisa khaoge to janwar jaisa bano.
Evolution of human beings is such that we started as carnivores. Okay? We hunted and we ate. But our lifespan was also very short because of that. You know? And human beings ate once in 2-3 days back then. Then we became gatherers, we started agriculture, we started farming. Human beings are the only creatures on this planet that grow their own food. Human beings are the only creatures on this planet that cook their own food. So evolution of mankind taught us that we didn't have to be carnivores, then they became omnivores, and then slowly some parts of, you know, humanity moved towards herbivore culture, like, you know, the Sanatan Dharma and all of them. It has to be a continuous evolution. We cannot go backwards. Our 10th standard, 12th standard, padne ke baad, will you go back to 1st standard, 2nd standard? No. We cannot go back to paleo diet and, you know, carnivorous diet and stuff like that because we're going back to the cave age. Are we living in caves now? No, we don't live in caves. We have evolved as conscious beings that are very aware. And your consciousness comes from the food you've eaten. So when you eat a sattvic diet, your consciousness and awareness is really high. Some of the best scientists, thinkers, writers, accomplished people in the world have very small appetite. There is a direct relationship. They, including people like Albert Einstein and all of them, would eat literally just soups and a little bit of carbs. Literally, that's all, because they wanted to keep the gut light so that the gut can contribute to their intellectual capacities. But when we load our gut with foods like meat, seafood and eggs that take 72 hours to get digested, absorbed, assimilated, for 3 days the gut is not available for your intellectual pursuits. And it leads to tamasic emotions like anger, jealousy, envy, greed, gluttony, or frustration, or the need to harm other creatures that comes from tamasic diet.
So a little further on the mind-gut axis, the plant-based diet promotes equanimity and homeostasis.
The way we are growing foods has changed. Wheat has been genetically modified for profit. So the original wheat, khapli, atta, and all of these ingredients that we have is the original wheat. Okay? They had a very thin layer of protein and that caused insects and pests to harm, you know, this produce. So they realized they were making losses, you know, and they were losing a lot of produce to these insects and pests. So they genetically modified it in a laboratory to make the protein very strong and thick that even the insects and pests couldn't break into it. So the insects and pests can't digest it. We definitely can't digest it. That's why it's causing gluten intolerance. Lactose intolerance, why is it happening? Back in the day, cows were kept in the house, in the farm, at home, and we loved it and cared for it and took the milk after the calf had enough. Now cows are kept in factories and they're injected with steroids, drugs, antibiotics, hormones, artificially inseminated, forced to give birth every year. The uterus is ruptured, cancerous. The cow is distressed and releasing cortisol, pus, blood, hormones, estrogen and cancer cells into that blood, into that milk. And in fact, in the US, 5% animal pus is allowed in the milk as per the FDA. And that milk is banned in 42 different countries. So that's why we're becoming lactose intolerant, because there's a lot of cortisol and stress in that milk. Drink the milk if you know the cow. Dairy is actually very healthy. Like we said, you know, in the beginning, chas, buttermilk, has been made after the milk has been boiled and fermented overnight into yogurt, and then they take the cream and then they make the buttermilk. Then that cream is melted into butter. Butter is, you know, converted into ghee. It goes through so many processes: heating, fermentation, melting, dissolving, and such. Ghee is amrit, panchamrit. Okay, it pulls heavy metals out of your body. And I keep ghee in my diet despite being a vegan. Ghee is the only thing I love myself. Chas is tridoshic in nature. It's a drink of the gods. Okay. Dahi is excellent for those who have bone-related disorders, who have low bone density. Doodh is excellent for children and senior citizens, you know, who are building bones, muscles, tissues, teeth, nails and hair. But make sure your milk comes from a cow that is happy, that has not gone through cruelty. It should be from a cruelty-free cow farm. Know your suppliers. I go to the farmer's market and I ask them questions. Where does a cow go after it is done milking? Does it become a leather belt or a shoe or a bag? Or do you take care of it till the end? They said, they take care of it till the end. I said, then I will recommend your brand to my patients. So we do recommend dairy products to 33% of our patients who are Vata Prakriti. But those who can choose or who can afford not to have dairy products, we say don't have it, because we don't have 8 billion cows to feed 8 billion human beings. The amount of dairy we consume on a daily basis is shocking. Where is it coming from? So if you can afford to, you know, move on to a lifestyle and save the milk for the children and the senior citizens and the pregnant women who need it, let's do that. So stay away from brands. That's my first advice. Anything that has a brand name or a brand value, like an FMCG company, stay away from it. Go to only those who sell directly from farm to table. So, you know, if you go to the farmer's market, the farmers themselves come and sell the vegetables, fruits and dairy products. There are some like Ganka Organics, Two Brothers Organic. You know, I don't know how well they've been keeping the cows, but you can look for these farm brands. Don't go for FMCG at all. Their interest is not your health. Their interest is your addiction to their foods, which fills their profit coffers.
I have known of one particular cow's milk, A2, which is Happy Cows.
Yeah.
So they had started Pride of Cows earlier. And the Pride of Cows people, when the partners came in, they wanted to alter all the ethics. So they stepped out and restarted as Happy Cows. The name of the promoter is Krishna. They work on very thin margin. Many a times the milk is not available because it's not there, simply not there.
And ISKCON also has, by the way, around the world, ISKCON also has cruelty-free milk and ghee.
ISKCON's ghee is very, very good. I swear by it. It's very good. I have my friends sending me. Anulom Vilom can be done by any Prakruti. Anulom Vilom. Kapalbhati, typically, if you have blood pressure issues, avoid. Remember one thing in yoga, what is most important is letting go of breath. Breathing in, don't emphasize on breathing in. Emphasize on breathing out. It is the release that brings you ease. Inhalation as much will not bring you ease. The release. So the more you empty viloma, viloma is letting go, emptying yourself. And then you are psychosomatically connected. And also when you do deep anulom vilom, your diaphragm moves 11 to 12 centimeters. It massages your lungs. All five lobes of your lungs get emptied.
You know, I say the most precious thing in the world is not diamonds, not gold, not, you know, money, not your success. It's time.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, don't forget to leave a comment below so we can learn how to improve ourselves. Like, subscribe, and definitely share this with your loved ones, your friends, family, and relatives so you can become an influencer of good health in their lives. Until my next episode, here's wishing you unconditional happiness, love, forgiveness, kindness, empathy, compassion in everything that you do. Here's Dr. Dimple Jagra signing off.